Haiti Victim Needs Shift Away from Trauma, a ministry responds to the disaster with a multi-wave approach for the orphans, and an outreach to disabled young people celebrates rites of passage to adulthood. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Medical teams continue to stream into Haiti, but at this point in the relief effort, the need for emergency trauma and surgical care is not what it was. Cure International's Aaron Card says they're transitioning into the next phase.
We're transitioning towards post-operative care. Cure continues to mobilize teams of doctors, surgeons, anesthesia, and nurses in particular to go in on a week basis.
Cure has already sent in 90 medical personnel to meet the emergency. Card says they're coordinating the arrival of medical supplies and will continue to bring in additional surgical teams in the days to come.
We have teams lined up for the immediate 3 weeks and are working to continue to have at least a team a week, if not two teams a week, through April.
Cure also mobilized teams of chaplains and pastors to help with the spiritual trauma left behind.
We do encourage them in the name of Jesus and know that God is with them in their distress. He has not abandoned them.
Funds can help them do so much more. Our website will show you how. Also in Haiti, Global Action is on the ground, looking to give the Haitians a lift off the ground and away from the diseases teeming there. Lars Dunberg of Global Action says,
we're concentrating, working as much as possible with orphan kids, providing platforms where we can get people off the ground and then build temporary shelter on that with bunk beds and tables and chairs and food, water, medical counseling.
After this first wave of help, they want to send containers of medical supplies in the second and third wave.
They needed that medical equipment before the earthquake, let alone after the earthquake.
They hope the love of Christ will shine through their actions.
If you don't give people help, there's no chance to give them hope.
While the amount of devastation is overwhelming, Dunberg says there's one thing everyone should remember.
People can obviously pray for every individual. The people we are trying to help are not numbers. They're people.
But Global Action also needs your help. Our website will point you in the right direction. You're listening to Mission Network News. Today, Mission Network News' own Greg Yoder is headed down to Haiti for a firsthand look at the disaster and recovery efforts in Port-au-Prince. He'll be joining staff from Compassion International as they, along with several U.S. radio stations, work together in Help Haiti with Compassion on Monday. It's an effort to raise money for relief and hope and to help keep ministry in Christ's name moving forward. Throughout his trip, he'll be sending us stories of the hands and feet of Christ in motion. Pray for his safety. Elsewhere, though months have passed since Cyclone Ayla ravaged Bangladesh and floodwaters are gone, thousands are still without proper shelter. Many survivors live in the jungles with little food. A Gospel for Asia correspondent says 250 families from churches there still suffer from the after effects of the storm. The cold of the winter months adds to the despair, but people are often coming to new faith in Christ. Pray for these new believers and their continued growth. And the transition to adulthood is a difficult one. When you add the challenges faced by teens with cognitive disabilities, they become more pronounced. Shepherd's Ministry's Michael Lostetter says that brought about Shepherd's College.
This is a fairly new concept, but yet one that solves a really big problem in the area of transition from high school and potentially living with mom and dad out to the workforce and living in the community.
It's a 3-year program for these young people, and it's growing. While that's a good thing, they also need space.
We're going to be outgrowing that with this recruiting class. And so we're putting together, in the process of building, 2 single-story, 3,000-square-foot residential facilities for the incoming class.
More than a big-ticket investment, it's about relationship with Christ and discipleship.
It doesn't just all come from our faculty and staff. We started seeing college students interacting and sharing and working to help grow other college students.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you imagine your life without fear? Mission Network News would like to help you with Max Lucado's book, Fearless, for a gift of any amount. It's a book that shows how life can be lived with confidence and joy when fear is replaced with faith. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.